KJ4WZM, you around, Patrick?
4 HKX, mobile.
Yeah, I'm about to be mobile.
I don't know how well you can hear me. I'm over here on 26, just coming up on the state line, so I'm pretty scratchy on this end.
On this end, I'm about to get ready here, so it'll be a few moments between transmissions here.
Ken's going to be over here with us too, KN4TFW. We just come over from the White Oak group here.
KN4TFW.
4HK, I don't know how well you guys can hear me.
How much scratch on you?
Where the dead spot's over here, so I'm going to have to hunt it. I couldn't make out what you said.
Really well. It's just, you don't hear us, we hear you.
A little better, that transmission. We're getting ready to watch a young man get stopped.
What?
I guess we'll be speeding.
Did a cop follow him?
My Durango come flying by me, and then one of those Chargers come flying behind him, so we'll see if he stops him.
Durango's too.
Couldn't make out who that was or what you'd said on that last transmission at all.
Dodge Durango's too. It's not just Chargers that drive. They drive Durango's as well. Drive Chargers, Durango's, Explorers, F-150s, and the Ford Taurus Interceptor.
Oh, yeah. But this wasn't... I meant to say Dodge, one of the little small Dodge Dakota pickups. Taco Mail, Daniel?
Done a whole bunch of clothes right now.
Well, Ken there is using the same radio you got, so you can kind of hear what kind of report you're getting now.
Learning curve on this radio, KN4TSW.
The radio is still on that learning curve for that radio. I don't think anybody knows everything about it, and most people don't know half of it.
For sure.
Three times, and each time I went back in and changed something that I didn't like, and I still got to do some other stuff. I got to set some quick keys so that I can, you know, if I monitor two frequencies and they both pop on, I can kill one of them.
On my way into work today.
A little bit of that up at the house, so be careful out there on that motorcycle.
Somebody's going to make you get rid of that motorcycle.
Explore back together. I'll be driving that instead of the bike.
Dangerous these days for riding a motorcycle on the road, for sure.
And almost exactly a year ago, this is my second bike. Somebody else rearranged my old one and made some significant modifications to it that made it impossible to ever ride again.
To say that would have been my sign, it's time for me to stop riding.
Job, does that make it a sign for you to stop working?
No, but that's not the same thing.
Banged up in bicycle crashes than I did in that motorcycle crash. I've got more banged up in a vehicle crash than I did in that motorcycle crash, too.
But the people around you are the problem. Not saying anything to you or that. It's the people that are driving around you. That would be my issue.
Yeah. I had one recently while driving, too. I was driving a dump truck fully loaded down south of Prosperity, South Carolina. Was headed up Highway 391. And a log truck decided he was going to come around the curve and came way far into my lane. I'm fully loaded. I can't go anywhere. I have a ditch and trees off to my right, and I had the log truck off to my left in my lane. He came just about all the way over into my lane. I got over all the way to the side of the road, and he started paying attention to what he was doing again. Mind you, this happened in a curve, and he passed me still in my lane, and we barely missed. That was the closest I have ever come to dying, but that was, I don't even know how I made it out of that. And that's, you know, that's driving a truck, but I could go out just as quick driving a truck as as I could on that bike. That was a much worse situation with that truck than the one that I was on the bike. On our zone, too, and both of us were going 55. Those trucks would have hit, that would have been it.
What you're saying, but there is no protection on that motorcycle. None. And now, today, Daniel.
I'm down to Columbia again to go get sand, like yesterday. It's just this time of year where we don't have an awful lot of work up here, so that's what we do in our downtime.
Keep your eye out for me on the road. You might see me on 26 today.
I'm trying to find my sweatshirt so I can put it on underneath my coat because I'm going to be too cold today. I'm looking for it and looking for it. I cannot find this thing. I don't know what I did with it.
Gates Mobile.
Mid KO4HKX here. So you got Daniel and Ken also.
I was hearing y'all's conversation a little bit while I was waiting for my car to defrost.
Well, I've been on here for a while now.
I'm finally heading home after a long night of work. It was a heck of a night, I'll leave it at that.
It's behind you.
Right there. Now here I am playing my favorite thing, radio. To today.
Coming down to Michelin Test Track today. It's my day to go down there.
Couple tools, I'm guessing?
And 4 TSW.
Last person I was talking, my bad.
I'm working from home, KN4 TSW.
I ended up walking on you. That was complete my bad. I should have waited a little bit longer. go home today. I'm working on my power distribution system for my radio. For my radio and some other things I got on the way.
That's going to be my next project is the power distribution in my shack. Putting a battery in there so when the power does go out, I can still run for a little while.
Project. Now I'm trying to get my power distribution figured out first before I worry about all that. I got a power pole kit now, and I'm slowly but surely throwing together a few connectors and everything else that I need. I got plans to hopefully get a desk. I'm gonna put some power pole connectors on it, and maybe just maybe do something like I saw at AK's house, which was a few cigarette lighters around.
I want to get that set up, so I haven't got mine going yet, but I'm collecting components so I can figure out the best way to do it, and trying to watch YouTube videos to see how everybody else has done it.
I think it's some power poles. It works pretty good. That's what I got a buddy of mine that has a 3D printer. He's 3D printed me some parts for mounting modifying the case of my power supply so I can just put some power poles on it. They got some really, really cheap lugs on them, and I went ahead and stripped them out and just put my radio in it.
The Anderson Power Pole kit, that's what I'm going to use, but just trying to figure out how I want to lay it all out and get it set up.
I'm going to be placing a big order today. I got to order some more things, or just power distro bar and a few other components probably from Amazon, and as soon as I do that, I should hopefully be able to put my shack fully together the way I want it to be.
Never get it put completely together the way you want it, because as soon as you do, you make a change to it and buy a different radio or move something, and you got to start all over again.
You're right about that. I'm mainly talking about like wall mounts or wall mount like a pegboard and putting at least a distro bar up in a semi-permanent spot, and at least getting a decent table and chair for my shack. I ain't talking about the cables or anything like that, not quite yet at least. My shack's going to be a never-ending project, I already foresee it.
So easy on mobile.
You are?
About to get going here in just a second, putting on my gloves and I'm hitting the road. Going to make their appear okay?
I want to check your connections. You're not making it in or sounding good at all.
But you sound a lot like a robot.
That thing's funny.
That ain't now, but gentlemen, I'm about to hit the tree line, so let me go ahead and say 73. It's been fun chatting with y'all. KO488, I'll be clear. 73, gentlemen. Hope y'all have a great day.
73, Fred. Have a good day.
KN4TFW.
Y'all,
am
I still sound okay again, or is it all messed up?
Are we connected to that TV on everybody? A little bit of noise with you, but you don't sound like a robot now.
Alright, sounds good.
Last transmission was back to the robot, Daniel.
I have to play with that thing a little bit more. I don't know what's going on with it.
Hank is messing up on your Bluetooth headset.
I just restarted it.
You good?
What's going on with it? That's odd. It wasn't doing that yesterday.
I was wondering what you'd done different if you had something in front of your mic or something that didn't sync up right or something. It just didn't sound good at all, like yesterday.
I restarted everything.
Now?
Talking last night. to Jim about getting older quickly. Anyway, Kim, good morning to you too. I don't know if you heard me earlier. If you're still listening, I'm going to go get ready. You guys be careful. I'll talk to you later. N4, is that okay?
Shane, KO4HTX.
K4WZF. And I've recently got home and taken a nap. In fact, when I get home from work today, that'll be all I can do to be awake in time to call the net. Yeah, that's what I stuck with. KJ4WZM. Going down into the hole, I might be dropping out of the repeater a little bit. Are you in South Carolina yet? KJ4WZM. Yeah. 25 a couple minutes ago.
I'm over here on 26. I'm at mile marker 33 right now.
Yeah, that's right. You're going down 26 to get to Lawrence. Alrighty. Oops, I forgot about that. I'll be headed down that way shortly. I'll be rolling through here into town at about 8:30-ish, I think. Between 8 and 8:30, I'll be down there.
Yeah, somewhere down through here.
Well, I'll try to holler at you as I come through.
I'll keep an ear out for you.
Down there all day?
Just half of the day.
Sounds good. Well, I'll try to catch up with you then before you head back up. Where are you going after Lawrence?
I'll come right straight back up 26. I go home after this. This is the only stop I go to today.
You're lucky. Nice. Into Marietta now. About to roll right into Marietta and take 186.
You're on a handheld and you got a little bit of scratch with you, but I can make out everything you're saying with no trouble.
Right now I'm running 65. Be able to be on an HT rolling 65 miles an hour on a bike and still making it into the repeater without wind noise. That's pretty neat.
Pretty good job for what's going on.
The antenna, when I put it on, should probably clear up the last little bit.
Probably help it, that's for sure, but like I said, you're perfectly copyable on everything you're saying. You may want to step out here for a little bit and let, I can't remember his call sign or his name, but I believe it's Fred, call his son. He does it every morning around this time, so we might want to back out a little bit and give him an opportunity.
It's W4SDM Fred. Would you like the repeater? KJ4WZM. I can get off for now.
We're HKX, and I'll be clear for a while. On the side monitoring.